heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your name today? David of Mequon.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Luke. Really quickly, in reference with the airport in Cabal, you know, there's definitely going to be some heads are going to roll with this, no pun intended, but the fact of the matter is we should have never closed the other airport that was 25 miles north of there in Bagram, because they had two runways versus the one in Cabal. The one that we had control over had 10,000-foot runways, which would allow C-17s to land there much easier. It's a bigger airport. We left in the middle of the night, turned the electricity off, didn't even tell the Afghan army that we're leaving in the middle of the night. Whoever made that decision, and then the president, you know, saying, hey, you know, let's go about this way, people have to realize, if you go on Google Maps, Matt, the Cabal Airport is a small airport. I would say it's maybe half the size of even Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee. So we set ourselves up for disaster. And I should also mention, so I have a cousin who actually is retired. He was in the Air Force. He lives in Colorado Springs, because that's where the Air Force Academy is located. In talking to him further, and what he brought to my attention was this, is that we are prepared. I mean, you mentioned about the California students and parents are over there, but there are actually almost roughly 2,000 people, American citizens, are still there. And what has not been talked about, and I know there are some people that have opposing views with Glenn Beck, but he has, he's actually been running a lot of flights. He's raised over $30 million the last few days. And if Luke, if you want to check that up on the Independent, be my guest. That was a few days ago, because I know that you use it as a news source. The Nazarene Fund is what it's called. And they've flown out over 5,000 people so far, and you're not really hearing about that. But the State Department actually kept these planes from taking off right away. There's a lot of red tape. And so the whole thing, this whole situation could have been totally avoided had we not closed the other airport, number one. And number two, this should have been done a lot sooner.
Dave, let me just say a couple
of things. Now the Taliban are going to use it for hostages.
The whole thing could have been avoided if Trump had not been president. For one thing, if Trump had not been president, nobody would have told the Afghan government to release 5,000 terrorists, including the present head of the Taliban, when they didn't want to. And if Trump hadn't been president, the United States wouldn't have recognized the Taliban, and the United States would not have, quote, negotiated, end quote, with them in Vienna. Well, they laughed. You don't negotiate with Nazis. That's what they are. They're basically Nazis and a motorcycle gang, except they use donkeys instead of motorcycles. Mm-hmm. Their ethos is to kill on a sectarian racial basis anybody they think is an apostate and anybody who's a different ethnicity than theirs. They're murderers, mm-hmm. is what they were. They shouldn't have been negotiated with. He was going to invite them to Camp David, for God's sake. And fortunately, mm-hmm. that got drawn back. So that's number one. Glenn mm-hmm. Beck is a right-wing nut, okay? And I do not want right-wing nuts or left-wing nuts. I denounce them on this show a lot, too. Left-wing, right-wing nuts. Freelancing. So you have Glenn Beck, you say, I mean, I'll take your word for it, trying to set mm-hmm. up flights in and out of Kabul. You have Eric Prince trying to do it from Blackwater. Apparently, you have... the PTA in El Cajon, California, doing, shut it down. Why are we freelancing? Why are we letting these characters do that? When it comes to the Bagram Air Force Base, the landing field north or outside of Kabul, 25 miles, I absolutely agree that this precipitous withdrawal was done badly and wrong. It was set up. Trump reduced our forces from 15,000 to 2,500. And then he set a May 1 deadline. Trump had been president. This would have happened even worse back on May 1. Biden gets in. The mistake I think he made was setting August 1. You give it to these guys and they claim it's a red line. Now you have ISIS sending suicide bombers, according to the UK Foreign Office, to get glory by blowing themselves up at the airport. How do you screen these guys out? They all look the same. They all look the same. And if the Bagram Air Force Base were still operational, you still have to get people 25 miles, which is a long way by land. So how many can you helicopter? You helicopter, they try to shoot it down. In my view, Trump should not have freed the 5,000 prisoners, should not have reduced our forces so precipitously to 2,500. It should have been gradual, should not have recognized the Taliban, should not have negotiated with them in Vienna, should have killed them, kept killing as many of them as possible, gradually turned it over. Biden came in, that gave him a different game plan. Now, I'm not exonerating Biden on this, I'll tell you that right now. And I was his strongest supporter in Wisconsin going back to April of 2019. Biden, when he gets in, you can say, okay, it's Trump's fault in a sense, but hey, he was a vandal and he was a traitor and he hurt our country, but you were brought in to clean it up. So let's put some thinking on this a lot more than was done. And you're right, you don't just get out of the Bagram Air Force Base in the middle of the night. You do this gradually with intensive bombing against the Taliban after that. So there you go. We have some agreement, David, that there are different things that could be done. I do not think Glenn Beck, I do not think that Eric Prince, I do not think that some idiot in the El Cajon PTA should be able to freelance in and out of Kabul. Thanks very much for calling in. This is another one. I don't need my blood pressure raised as much. This is another one that you'll just love. Reince Priebus. You know Reince Priebus? He was the guy who was Trump's first chief of staff. Bad news. Former head of the Republican National Committee. Former head of the Republican Party in Wisconsin. He's from Kenosha. Anyway, Reince Priebus is a close friend of Voss, Robin Voss, and he announced yesterday that this fake, crooked, corrupt, quote, probe, end quote, of Wisconsin elections, like the cyber ninja did in Arizona, transferring it here, all fake. And here's what his announcement is. It's actually cost 9 times in taxpayer money the price of the original contract. 9 times in taxpayer money. Reince Priebus says it will at least amount to $680,000. The original lie that was given to all the taxpayers in the state was that $44,000 was going to be paid to Gableman. He was the muscle. They were going to hire 3 guerrillas, 3 investigators at $9,600 each to go around the state and do some kind of an audit. This thing has been audited up the wazoo. They had a recount that Trump demanded in Milwaukee, Brown County, and Dane County. And the net result, Biden got more votes, a couple hundred more votes. This is a crooked deal. It's a crooked deal. And Reince Priebus announces Gableman is about to request subpoenas. Subpoenas, fake subpoenas were given by this branch in out of Menominee Falls to the clerks in Brown County and Milwaukee County. They're unenforceable. Now it looks like Voss may sign them. They're still unenforceable in my view. Get into court. Don't let them go up and harass people. You'll have Mabel and Edna, actually new people with those names, really nice poll workers and activists and parties and whatever. And you go in and they love it. Every year they sit there, they get a few bucks. It's social. They get to talk to their buddies. They're scrupulously honest. And the muscle is going to disrupt that and his guerrillas are going to go out. And they're going to intimidate him. And a lot of these older ladies are going to say, I don't need this. I'm not going to go next year. And average person who doesn't really pay a lot of attention to the news is going to think, well, the big boys think there was something wrong. Maybe there was something wrong. This is chipping away at our democracy. Go back to the founding of our country. Read the Federalist Papers. Look at the Constitutional Convention. This was magnificent. And these clowns are just casually casually thrown it in the garbage by questioning our democracy? And why is 600, frankly, why was 44,000 and 9,000 each to the guerrillas for my tax dollars going out to disrupt our democracy? And now, according to Reince Priebus, at least 680,000. Well, they spent over 3 million 10 years ago on gerrymandering at your expense. Now, how much do you pay in state income taxes? Very few people pay more than 25, 35 grand a year. Most people pay very little, $600-$800, maybe $1,200, maybe $2,000, right? State taxes. These lawyers charge $500 an hour. And it's up to them to record their time. Some guys, I mean, they can stand there while they're shaving and give some thought to a good argument to the judge, claim half an hour, 15 minutes. All right, so let's say you pay $1,000 in state income taxes. That's 2 hours time for the lawyer for the guerrillas to disrupt the vote. This is wrong. I mean, am I the only guy saying this is wrong as plainly as I am? Why is everybody pussyfooting around? Why are they pussyfooting around? They come right out and boast. They say, no, you know, we said 44 grand to Gableman, 9,600 to each of three gorillas. Now Gableman can hire as many gorillas as he wants. He's the muscle, and it's going to cost at least 680. That is BS. It's not going to cost 680. It costs for the gerrymandering, which was different. And I don't even want to get to that because they're doing that again this year and have a contract with the Consovoy firm. And that thing is going to go millions. This is your tax dollars, guys. Okay. If you're a Republican or independent out there, word, this is your tax dollars going to do this to disrupt our democracy. And what they're betting on is the state is so gerrymandered, you are so servile and so abjectly servile that you'll continue to vote for it. That is what is going on. That's the plain truth. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.